CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 1st of March, 2026. Here are the main news headlines. British Science Week starts on Friday. What are your plans? Listen out for the RSGB president operating as GB5CC. Make the most of the RSGB National Radio Centre's extended summer opening hours. British Science Week starts this week, the 6th of March, and finishes on Sunday, the 15th of March. The annual event celebrates science, technology, engineering and maths, and is the perfect opportunity to share amateur radio with new audiences. A number of clubs are hosting events that are open to the public, ranging from a practical skills night with Chelmsford Amateur Radio Society through to the Lincolnshire Portable Radio Group, which is delivering a youth event with the International Bomber Command Centre. Several groups and organisations are looking to arrange skeds during the week. These include Crowthorne and Wokingham Without Men's Shed with Bracknell Amateur Radio Club, and also South Derbyshire and Ashby Wold Amateur Radio Group. Get involved with science with British Science Week by attending an event or by arranging a sked with one of these groups. Find out more by going to rsgb.org/BSW and selecting events happening near you from the right-hand menu. If you haven't planned anything yet, you can get involved by doing the RSGB Riding the Wave activity with your friends and family. Find this worksheet, along with numerous other ideas and resources, by going to RSGB British Science Week webpage. The president of the RSGB, Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, will be operating as GB5CC for this year's Commonwealth Contest, which takes place on the 14th and 15th of March. He'll be doing so in memory of former RSGB president Bob Whelan, G3PJT, who sadly became a silent key at the end of last year. Bob Beebe looks forward to making contacts across the Commonwealth and sharing time on the amateur radio bands to reflect the fellowship tradition and sense of community that Bob Whelan valued so deeply. Find out more at rsgbcc.org/hf. If you're planning a visit to RSGB National Radio Centre, you'll be pleased to hear that in line with Bletchley Park's summer opening hours, the centre is now open for an extra hour and will close at 5 p.m. each day. Remember, the RSGB members can download a free entry voucher for Bletchley Park at rsgb.org/bpvoucher. Did you know that each RSGB region has a Facebook page that has a focus on regional amateur radio communities? The majority of the posts are from clubs, individual licensees and event organisers from that area, and the content is moderated by members of the RSGB regional team. Some RSGB news control is also shared that will be of interest to amateurs in that particular region. These pages can also be used to ask for help about any aspect of amateur radio. Whether you're an individual or a club, make use of this resource. You can find the pages on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/groups/RSB region, all one word, figure 1, for region 1, or substitute the region number for your region. The 235 Alive DMR takes place on TGIF Talk Group 235 on Mondays and Fridays from 7:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome. For details on how to connect, visit the 235 Alive Face Group page or 235alive.com. International Women's Day, YL Parks on the Air Party, takes place annually on the 8th of March. It isn't a contest. The main goal is to encourage women to get out, get on the air, and be more active in amateur radio. For more information, visit the International Women's Day YL POTA Party Facebook page. SOS Radio Week is an annual event that takes place throughout the month of May to celebrate the work of the volunteers from the Royal National Lifeboat Institution. Independent lifeboats and national coast watch stations around Great Britain, the British Isles that is, registration is now open via sosradioweek, all one word, .org.uk. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk no later than the Thursday, 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast each week. No details of rallies and events. Today, the 1st of March, the Exeter Radio Rally takes place at the Ken Centre, EX67UE. The rally includes bring and buy area, disabled facilities, catering, free car parking. The entrance fee is £3. Traders can gain exit from 8 a.m. and the doors open to the public at 10. More information, email Bill, G7AKJ, via Bill Wrench. That's Wrench, I think I'd better spell this one. BILLWRENCH, figures 213, at theinternet.com. On Sunday, the 22nd of March, Callington Radio and Electronics Rally will be held in Town Hall, New Road, Callington in Cornwall, PL17 7BE. Doors will be open to the public from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. £2 to get in, no charge for those under 16. A comprehensive selection of traders, clubs and societies from South West will be present, along with bring and buy stall and the usual catering service. Pre-booking is essential, so contact Alistair M0KRR via alistair.kerr, K-E-R-R, figure 1, at btinternet.com or phone on 01503 262 755 with your requirements as soon as possible. Visit callingtonradiosociety.org.uk for more information. Special event news. Experimental Danish radio amateurs are celebrating the centenary of Denmark's first licensed amateurs. To mark the occasion, special call sign OZ100OZ will be on the air from 0000 UTC on the 1st of March to 2359 UTC on the 8th of March. More information and details of the award that's possible for working the station, visit qrz.com. Special call sign ZL100C is active to celebrate the centenary of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, which was formed on the 16th of August 1926. The call sign will be active until the 6th of August. QSL via the Bureau and Logbook of the World. More information, visit qrz.com. DX News, Arno DL1CW is active as 9G5ZZ from Ghana. Until Tuesday the 3rd of March, he operates on the 80 to 6 metre bands, mostly CW, QSL via Logbook of the World, the Bureau and Arno's home call. Andre, PD1DRE, is active as PJ2, stroke call sign from Curacao, SA099, until Wednesday the 4th of March. He operates using FT4, FT8 and SSB on the HF bands, QSL via EQSL. Contest news today, the 1st of March, Worked All Britain 3.5 megs phone contest runs from 1800 to 2200 UTC, SSB on the 80 metre band, the exchange's signal report serial number and your Worked All Britain area. Tomorrow, the 2nd of March, RSGB 80 metre club championship runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC using PSK 63 and RITI on the 80 metre band, the exchange's signal report and signal number. On Tuesday the 3rd of March, RSGB 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC, FM on the 2 metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, the RSGB UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 2 metre band, exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 4th, the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2 metre band, exchange's report and 4-character locator. And the FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2-metre band, exchanges report and 4-character locator. If you're in one contest, you can join the other. On Wednesday the 4th of March, UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC, SSB on the 80-metre bands, the exchanges your 6-character locator. RSG March 144 and 432 megs contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 7th, runs until 1400 UTC Sunday the 8th, using all modes on the 2 metre and 70 sems band. The exchange signal report serial number and locator. The ARRL International DX Contest starts 0000 UTC Saturday the 7th, runs until 2359 UTC Sunday the 8th. SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed. The exchanges RST and TX Power. American stations also send their state and Canadian stations send their province. Details now of the radio propagation report. They write, we have just had a period of zero sunspots, first time since June 2022. However, don't worry, this may be a sign of things to come, but this zero spot period was short-lived. There are now signs of sunspots appearing over the sun's eastern limb, with old region 4366, last seen on the 11th of Feb, making its return. It's now renamed active region 4378. This is helping to boost the solar flux index, which stood at 125 on Thursday the 26th of February. This is a long way off the usual solar flux index lows we experience at sunspot minimum, when it can be as low as 66 to 70. As we're now entering March and the hours of daylight increase, we are seeing a change in HF propagation. The spring equinox is time for good north-south propagation, especially on the higher HF bands, although we may see the 10-metre band falling off a little as we head towards summer. The best overall DX HF propagation head to 21 megs or higher, where you may get a maximum global coverage. Propagation has been reasonable, but high-speed solar wind stream from a coronal hole pushed the KP index to 4 for long periods. This has not helped HF propagation, although its effects are not as bad as KP index of 6 or higher. The expeditions to be worked this week includes Bouvet Island 3Y0K, Guinea-Bissau J51A, and the final days of Desecio Island KP5/NP3VI, which is due to end around the 3rd of March. Lubo OM5ZW and Larko OM4WM will also be active from Thuluskdu Island in the Maldives as 8Q7ZW from the 28th of Feb until the 12th of March. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Centre predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the 120 to 130 range. A solar wind model predicts that a cloud of plasma may hit the Earth today, 1st of March, so watch out for an increased KP index. Otherwise, the first half of the coming week may be quiet geomagnetically. However, the KP index is predicted to rise to 4 on the 5th and 6th of March. VHF and up, the early part of last week saw some brief 50 megs FT8 spots on the J51AD expedition to Guinea-Bissau in the southern part of the UK. As with TZ1CE last week, stations much further south benefited from the best propagation. As of Thursday the 26th of Feb, Club Log showed no UK stations in their log yet. Earlier this week, the station was an easy catch using FT8 on the lower bands. The current spell of very unsettled weather will last into the early part of next week. Thereafter, it seems likely that high pressure will start to build over the country, possibly with another weak front after midweek. This may soon be followed by another high before the end of the week. In terms of radio propagation, although some further rain scatter is probable at first, as we head into the coming week, there's every chance of tropo becoming a mode of choice. It's important to remember that not all highs are equal, and although they all tend to produce a strong temperature inversion, they may not be good for tropo if the air near the surface is too dry. Ideally, we need to see some misty low cloud or early morning fog trapped under an inversion for the best quality lifts. This is because a change in moisture across the top of the inversion produces the biggest change to the refractive index. Other modes to consider, although not too seriously, are aurora after the recent coronal hole stream. The indication you are looking for is a high-value KP index or 5 or greater, up to the maximum of 9. With meteor scatter, we are in the long gap in shower activity until the Lyrids in late April, so relying on random meteor activity is the best we can expect. Lastly, the prospects for sporadic key are not necessarily zero, but they are unlikely to be too exciting at this part of the year. The main summer season is normally is normally considered to run from late April to mid-September. In the interim, the occasional burst of activity is possible, but probably limited to the 10 or 6 metre bands. For EME, moon declination has started to fall again, going negative on Wednesday the 4th of March. This means shortening moon windows and lower peak elevation. Path losses are rising again after perigee. 144 meg sky noise is low throughout the coming week. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also until next week.